Madison's Country Q106. We love supporting our farmers and those including beekeeping. And recently, Stacy K, our wonderful traffic reporter, shared the funny story of her husband coming home with 10 baby chicks. They're trying to do Stacy K's chicken eggs. And now he also wants to be a beekeeper. So I had to get a hold of Erica from Mallory Meadows and her husband, Zax, for Z's Bees, and tell us about what to do if this is a hobby you really want to pursue. Erica, thank you so much for your time.
No problem.
I told Stacy K that you were calling with some tips for her hubby being a future beekeeper, and she told me she is all ears because he went and bought Beekeeping for Dummies.
That's actually a good book to start with.
Is it? Okay, cool. Yeah. So how long have you guys been in the beekeeping industry, and any tips that you can pass along to Stacy K? Let's hear it.
Well, sure. So there's some terminology to begin with. And when you're a beginning beekeeper, you're called a beak.
Oh, funny. Okay. A beak?
So, yeah, a beak. You're a newbie.
Oh,
get
that's
it?
Good.
You're a newbie. Sorry.
Oh, maybe it's, there it is.
Maybe it's too early for this. I don't know.
Oh, I love that. All right, Erica. So a newbie.
So as a beginning beekeeper, making sure you have the right equipment. I recommend a good bee suit because if some of those guys get up under there, it's a little uncomfortable.
Oh.
And then once you start running, everybody else should run after you.
Really?
Like there's a reason you're running.
Oh, my gosh. Have you had any scary moments like that?
It's funny. We, in our first year of beekeeping, we started in 2016. So we're not super experts. We make a lot of mistakes, and we're happy to share those for sure. But for us, we wound up catching a swarm in our first year. And that's kind of like the Super Bowl of beekeeping when you can, like, get a swarm of bees. And it looks extremely intimidating. It's a huge wad of bees. It's very loud. And what they're doing is they've taken the queen, and they're trying to find a new home. Oh. And it's actually a time where they're the most docile, like they really don't want to sting anybody. They just want to get a new house.
Okay.
You could actually barehanded stick your hand through this whole wad of bees. It's crazy, but it looks so intimidating. And so we had to go up about 20 feet in a maple tree, saw off the branch, and bring the branch down the ladder, and then put the bees in a hive. Well, about halfway down the ladder, my husband bumped the branch on the ladder, dropped it, and we all panicked.
Oh, yeah.
Now this wad of bees, and we all started running, and then we kind of took a step back and we realized actually it's okay. Like, so then we went back and we got them in because they weren't mad, but it was just like, oh no, we dropped the whole wad, let's go.
Wow. That is so definitely a heart-stopping moment.
Yes and we get calls now throughout the community, so a lot of people will find these swarms of bees, and they typically happen in the summertime, and it's when the bees are, you know, getting overproductive, and they wind up separating off and having a new queen, and then they need to find this new home.
Oh my gosh.
So people will find these wads of bees on like fence posts, on treetops. When you find these swarms of bees, these wads of bees on either fence posts or in trees, it's always awesome to call a local beekeeper because they can take those bees and find them a new home. And they're not harmful at that point. They're just trying to, they're homeless.
Oh.
And the beekeeper will love you for it because they're getting free bees.
Freebies!
Freebies!
That's excellent. Stacy said one of our other coworkers, Ebo, on our sister station, The Zone, his brother was trying to dabble into beekeeping and said it could take up to a year to establish the hive, barring them not dying in the mail or from disease or murder hornets. Is that all true?
It is very true. I make the joke with a lot of my friends and family. Either play the stock market, you go to Vegas, or you are a beekeeper because
it's sometimes
like lighting your money on fire.
Ooh, so don't get into beekeeping if you are not in a situation where you're okay with losing money. Like you said, you go to Vegas with money that you are right with losing. Great point, Erica. Are you guys still selling your honey from Mallory Meadows?
We are. We are. We have our honey. We have our hot sauces. And a new thing we're working on this year, hot honey. So pepper-infused honey.
Ooh! Well, we got to support you, especially like you said, it's not an easy business to get into. It does cost some money to get going. And now it's like, woohoo, we got it. We're moving. Now the bees are making the honey. And you know how healthy honey is. So
yes.
That's excellent. Where can we see more from Mallory Meadows? Is that still the name of you guys?
Yes, yes. Our farm is Mallory Meadows. Our apiary is Z's Bees. My husband's name is Zach.
Oh, perfect.
Bearded beekeeper. we do a lot of different farmers markets in the area.
Great.
Waukesha County, over by Muskego, and then a lot of different community-based events. And, you know, we welcome people to come out, too, and visit us. We're happy to talk about beekeeping and a lot of the other things we have going on our small farm that does big things.
Wow, thank you so much. I'm going to pass this all along to Stacy K. So Stacy K's chicken eggs, you like how they're also trying to do something fun with her name? And then Mr. K's honey, I don't know. But thank you so much for passing along some great tips for them. And I'll make sure you guys stay in touch. Thank you again, Erica.
Oh, thanks for having us to be able to help. That's always important as we're learning and growing together.
And you can see more from Mallory Meadows. I'll post it all at Q106.com or just text HONEY to 608-321-1063.